Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Shei Osoyinbi, enjoy the Spirit.
Father Pahosem Brihishta Librosti, Redigation Talibros, Redigishindronosa Prokushtihi Kranishta, Redishta Masuntrushti Post, Fedruske Post, Rikahus, O Jihli Brunomost. You bathed the church when you rose from the dead. When you gave your spirit willingly, you made it possible to bring your prophecy to fulfillment. You initiated this work, and only you can finish it. I don't know how you will finish it. I don't know how you will play it out, but this is one thing that is clear: you will finish it. I am asking that tonight, that you will open to us the roles we need to play in cooperating with you to bring this work to a finish. That we will play our role as others have played theirs in the past. That the measurement for this generation you will give to us. You are wonderful. And that is why we praise and give you honor today. Thank you, my Father, because we praise together in the name of Jesus. Can you give me Matthew chapter 16, verse 18? This is a scripture we all know, Matthew 16, verse 18. Jesus was responding to certain developments that were going on. Now, when Jesus started his ministry, there were many things about Jesus the disciples did not know about. He didn't reveal it to them, he didn't speak along that line. But as the pieces began to fall in place, he opened up certain things to them. And since then till now, we are still grappling with the import of what the statement carries. When it said to Peter, it said, upon this rock will I build my church. Hallelujah. It said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That single statement has defined the nature of our warfare. Praise the Lord. I will build my church. A present continuous statement. The word church, when it was used, the listeners understood what it was saying to them. But when you hear it in our time, the word has gone through certain metamorphoses that has distorted the real concepts. Now, the distortion started with Constantine. And thinking about Constantine, I came to a conclusion that Satan raised that guy up. But many did not know. Constantine was satanic in many aspects. Constantine was the one who shut down the apostolic order. He shut it down. What we are trying to recover was a work that an agent did, a priest did, through a man called Constantine. It was Constantine that created this kind of structure and called the church. It was Constantine that created pews, an altar. It was Constantine that created it. To Constantine that created the bishopric. To Constantine that came with all those designs, intricate designs, and began to exhort money. Because if you don't have money, you can't be recognized in church. Constantine brought in many changes. He altered many things. He altered the image of this thing called church. So we've been battling with trying to recover the exact image, just like man has been battling to recover the image of Christ. Because if we don't understand the image of the church, we can't come into the image of Christ. It's going to have a problem. If we don't come into the image of Christ, we can't come into the image of the church. Either vis-a-vis, they walk together. Pari passu. Amen. But we know, God helping us, that we understand the meaning of ecclesia. It means the called out ones. But it goes beyond being called out. What Constantine gave the church was a religious organization. He created a religious organization. The word ecclesia is not a religious word. In other words, when he said you are going to be a church, he didn't, there was no religious connotation about it. Now, I don't know how to proceed, praise the Lord. Because I don't know whether you're on the same page with me. Because what I'm saying, you are hearing me, you're a pastor, I'm following. But can you understand the import? Because you cannot think outside of this box. To think about another image, it will require Holy Ghost. Do you know that there was no music before the way we are playing it now? The structure of church was not like this. In fact, to tell the truth, we cannot, I'm not sure whether we have the faith to do the church the way they were doing it. Because the way they ran church was by the Holy Ghost. And I can tell you, it's difficult to let the Holy Ghost take control. It's very difficult. Now, supposing Felix is claiming the Holy Ghost upon him, and Joshua said, well, the one that is hey, Mary, I want to sing. And he wants to sing, what do you want, like? Hosanna. Can you imagine the amount of confusion where will take place in the church? Many people will say, if you see my leg in church, my father didn't burn me. That is why we have fear of trusting God to take over the church. He has to kill many people before he can take over this church. Honestly, he will have to kill us, both literally and spiritually. To us, to hand over this church back to him. God called me to church and said, you are not preaching. See, in fact, they've taken away church from you. That usher there is not the pastor. Impossible. By my power and might, I establish this church. No devil can take this church from me, including God. It's not going to be easy, man. But the word ecclesia has two thoughts. The thought, it is to the Romans, and what it means to the Greek. They mean two different things, and they carry those two thoughts. You said Jesus does not have revelation. Jesus used one word to capture the revelation that is inside the whole thing. I said he doesn't have revelation. Revelation. Amen. To the Romans, this is how it happens. When the Roman legion goes into battle and they conquer a territory, please pay attention. When they conquer the territory, they will call certain people to come and enter that region and colonize their thinking. It's a kingdom issue. Are you with me? What do? They colonize. They change the way they think. They change the way they talk. They change the way they dress. They alter everything. Then they begin. So that there's no difference between Acre and Rome. I don't really understand. The way they behave in Rome is the way they will behave in Acre. Because what has happened? They've altered certain things. So what does that mean when Jesus Christ used the word church? He said, look, when you guys take over territories, I want you to colonize them. That is clear in his speech when he told them, he said, and this signs shall follow you. And you do all this, you do all those things. He said, go and disciple nation, baptizing them. But you see, religious minds went into the water baptism program. How do you baptize nations? That means our whole technology was based on a lie. It is a water baptism. Hallelujah. The concept is what is aligned with our Roman ecclesial operation of altering people's minds. When you baptize them, that means their allegiance will change. Are you with me? From the powers of darkness that they once served to the power of God, which was the primary call of Paul. Saying, turning them from the power of darkness to the power of God. It is not conversion. You can convert people and yet they still go to Babalawo's house. Testimony. I heard the story when one of the pastor was it Esho of Deeper Life many years ago in the early 90s was one who started the Deeper Life something, build that church, the headquarters church of Ondo State. Esho was a very powerful man of God. They transferred him to Benin. And when the man got there, the man opened fire, preached a fiery message, and gave an altar call, as we used to call it. More than 2/3 of the church, Deeper Life members, came out for altar call. And they brought their jujus. Deeper Life members were still worshipping idols. You don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about PGT or CSU or Redeemer. Deeper Life. The deepest. They came out with juju. Just what happened in Acts of Apostles. And the man destroyed everything. But within a week, the demons of Benin responded. His wife was struck. All kinds of terrible things began. It took Pastor Kumuyi to come and pray for his wife's life, to have her saved. They had to take him out of that place and they sent him to Brazil to preserve his life and his family. You're talking about powers? There are powers. People can be in church and they won't give up their ways. They won't change allegiance. And so we've been running churches based on the model of Constantine. Constantine said, come as you are. So men came as they are, but they never changed. The band can come to church and come and dance Jesus dance using the band lyrics. Just put Jesus inside it. Once you can put Jesus, it's as called gospel. How foolish can we be? Because we are childish. For how long are we going to be childish? So he said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell. So when you have the mentality, of course, to the Greeks, it is clear that it talks about judicial. There's a judicial component to it. It is at the ecclesia meeting that decisions are taken over every matter. Once the ecclesia takes a decision, there is no appeal. I don't know whether I'm making sense. They brought your case before the ecclesia, and the ecclesia examines it, and a decision is arrived at. You can't appeal to anybody. Or like when Paul stood before Festus, he said, I appeal to Caesar. You can't appeal to Caesar. This matter, you can't go. That's where it has finished. Praise the Lord. Now, it now goes a little beyond this realm. Because if you go to the book of Hebrews 12, it says, we have not come to a mount that can be touched. It will interest you to know that one of the components, do you know where that is? About these weaknesses that are in heaven. This is what he said about God. Hebrews 12, okay. So you have not come unto a mouth that might be touched, and that burns with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. 19. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that had entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. I have a second illumination to this. Let me quickly just drop this one before I move on to my main thoughts. One of the major problems that Constantine created in that late clergy thing is what happened here. The same operation here. The people said, we can't hear God. We will not listen. We will not let God talk to us. You guys, you are the professionals. Go and be hearing God. If you hear God, then you can come and tell us. They created the divide. There was a nation that was supposed to be priests. They became a nation that had been priests. They altered the operation of God. Look, we are battling many things. I don't know whether our generation can finish this race, but we'll do our best. If we're not able to finish, we'll pass on the battle to the next generation. But let everybody do his own bit. Amen. So it has created a problem. People don't want to listen to God. So you find that it's difficult for you to hear any church where people will teach you how to hear from God directly. Because once I start hearing from God, I lose my control. You don't understand. Because if I hear from God, me too, I'm hearing from God. Why am I your pastor? Because the reason now, I don't born from God in him. I'll guide Arawa. You don't need pastor again. And if that, and then there's all this Pentecostal thing is also one trick of the enemy. Who said that? You ask me, are you born again? With evidence of speaking in tongues. Who said that tongue speaking is the only evidence of the world? Why must we demand a man must speak in tongues? Are you with me? You don't understand. How many gifts was mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12? 9. Why must you speak on only tongue at the detriment of the other 8? Are we not cheating ourselves? Why don't we begin to demand? It's only tongues we are speaking. My man must speak more than tongues. He must talk. He must enter prophecy and interpretation. The Paul does say, if any man speaking, should not pray that he should interpret. Why would not pray for interpretation? The problem of Constantine is still affecting us. It's a flow. And it will take a lot of effort to break away from it. Hallelujah. Let me continue. 20. For they could not endure that. I pray that God will grant us grace to endure. Our problem is inability to endure. And there are many reasons why we don't endure. We have our own personal programs. It just in jail with us. You talk to somebody. Why don't you wake up at 1 a.m. and pray? 1 a.m. Amen. He can't endure it. May the Lord help us. See, they can't endure instructions. They can't endure what was commanded. And it starts with little command. Carry this chair. Put it there. What did you not do? Put your own here. That's what they call the spirit of disobedience. Okay, let's go. 22. Says, but you have come to where? Zion. And unto the city of who? The living God. Now all these things are weaknesses in themselves. It's not tonight for us to begin to order. The heavenly Jerusalem. And to the into an innumerable company of angels. There is something welling in me. I'm here to see connection. Because we have to learn how to connect with angels. And how to walk with angels. Jesus told you again. Said this angel has been sent from God to give you a message. But you have not been listening. And the question, how was he supposed to listen? He said, God has sent me and I have angels at my disposal. Just to move your ministry forward. And he was not listening to the angels. I don't know how the angel was to communicate to him. So, he felt that because of hierarchy, even here, you know, we have this problem. If you are the friend of a guy, the gate man should not be talking to you. You understand that kind of, you both know a new problem, you know, it's human problem, it's not in Africa. So say, well, Jesus is here, why must I talk to you? Jesus said, no, you have to listen to him. He's the one who has the message. I'm not going to tell you. So you have to, okay, Jesus, okay, what do you have for me? And began to tell him things that were going to happen. This was God, but this was, and this was how you needed to cooperate with the angels. Many of us have not learned how to cooperate with angels. And in this warfare, we need to learn how to cooperate with angels. One of the things about the Asian people was that they had a lot of angelic encounters. The issue of seeing angel and glory in God, it's not for that reason. No. When you come into a company, there's a connection there. But this is not for tonight. I just leave it to you. If the Lord gives you a revelation into the insight into it, you come and share with us. But I don't have it. Praise the Lord. Next verse. The one I have is what I want to share. Praise God. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. That the church of God means also the ecclesia again. Can you see? Now there is a church in heaven, in that Zion. And to who? Which are written in heaven. And to who? God, the judge of all. Hello? What do you find when you come into Zion? You find God. Not God who is the Father. Not God who is the benevolent or the only wise God. What you will meet is the judge of all. Now, if he is the judge, what transactions takes place there? It's a judicial operation. Purely judicial. And I know, is Sister Abiola here? Maureen is not here. You are here. Okay. I said last week, you tell us about the protocol of the court system. I'm not a lawyer. Are you ready to come and teach us the protocols? How do you approach the bench? How do you address the judge? Everything they taught you. Yeah, come on. Come on. In 10 minutes, Shoki.
If you have a case in court, as a lawyer, you have to dress in your robe, because if you are dressed in casuals, you are assumed not to be appearing before the court. You'll be told that you are naked. That means you have to appear in your robes, your gown, and your wig.
Now let me interpret that spiritually. The Laodicea says that we are rich. Yes, I said, don't you know that you are poor and you are naked? When they stood before the throne, they were naked. The Bible speaks about the righteousness of the saints. So that's the right. So you cannot approach the court if you are not robed. Continue there.
Okay. You introduce yourself, but with the permission of the court. You tell the court that, my lord, I'm so, and I'm representing so person.
No, you already have an advocate. You are becoming an advocator. We have one already.
Yes, sir.
So when you're approaching your advocate, you don't affect by lawyer.
Oh, okay, am I to talk?
No, but at any advocate.
Okay.
Level.
Yes, sir.
We have more case lawyer. But you must be dressed, all the same, no. Because you are both. Are you getting the picture? Could you get a picture? Yeah. Court, everybody has to say, court, are you in a little measure? I want to make you know my approach. Are you getting me? But just continue. I'm enjoying you.
Okay.
Share, follow. All right.
So, if you are representing the plaintiff, you tell the court, and if you are representing the defendant, you tell the court. The plaintiff is the person that has the complaint, while the defendant is the person that is maybe the person at fault that you took to court.
But in heaven, who is the plaintiff and who is the defender?
The plaintiff is the devil.
Okay. He's the one who is accusing the brethren. Accuser. Okay, she understand, Ben. All right. You remember the case of Job? When he stood, it was a judicial process that was going on. No. Uh-huh. So, okay. That's why they could allow him to enter. He didn't go there to go and play. He went as an accuser. Alright.
So you tell the court what you want. Like, if you have a motion, inside your motion.
What's a motion?
A motion is a piece of paper, actually, where you write the heading of the court. You write what you want the court to do for you. That's your prayer.
Okay, your prayer. Your request.
Yes.
Okay, you know what Paul said about requests? Say with thanksgiving.
Make your request known to God.
You make your motion known to God. Alright.
Then you tell the judge, with your kind permission, my lord, can I proceed? I'm ready to move the motion. Then the judge will ask you to continue. Then what we call the judges are, whether it depends on the type of court you are in, whether it's a high court or magistrate court or customary court. We have court of appeal, we have
Supreme Court. How do you view the Supreme Court?
From the high court to the Supreme Court, you call them my lord. For the magistrate court, you call them your worship.
Yeah. Priestly powers, might and dominion. All right.
So, when the judge asks you to move your motion, they can tell the court what you want. By reading what is on your paper, you have it already on the paper, then you read it out. So that's it. And if it's a criminal case, they call out immediately the lawyer start talking, they call out the parties, both the defendants and the plaintiff. But if it is a criminal case, they call out only the accused person, and the accused person will be asked to stay in the
dock.
It's a small box in front of the courtroom where the accused person will stay.
So what about the role of witnesses, the role of authorities?
Okay. For every case, there should be a witness. Whether for civil case or criminal case, you have witnesses. Then these are the people that are conversant with the fact of what happened. Like, they will come to tell the court, I saw what happened. I saw the way the guy killed the girl. Or I heard. Like last, the pastor was trying to differentiate between facts and evidence.
Ah, thank you very much. Tell us the difference between facts and evidences.
So, a witness will come to defend the evidences in front of the court. You cannot just present an evidence before the court without a witness. So the major difference between a fact and the evidence is that evidences can be facts. If I have a witness now, the person is to come and tell the court, okay, I saw this thing the way it happened. That means he's presenting his own evidence about the case. But facts are the things that happen all together in the case, and it's not all facts that are evidences. Because if there is no witness to a fact, we cannot refer to it as an evidence.
Okay.
And evidence can be real evidence, essay evidence. We have paper, documentary evidence. There are all sorts of evidences.
If a person says, "Ori won oda o," and Satan, and then maybe tomorrow, "Ori e wada mo." Satan will say he was there. Evidence,
yes, sir.
Name.
Yes, sir.
Kilo tuku. What is the fact and evidence?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Our lack of appreciation of judicial processes, I think, is more attributable to our not getting things done in the spiritual realm. Maybe I should rephrase what I just said. Our inability to get prayers answered is because of our lack of understanding of the judicial process that takes place in heaven. The Bible says, no man receiveth anything except it is given to him from where? From above. And for you to get it from above, you must win the case. They don't just give you on a platter of gold. Satan will fight us every step of the way. And they say in law that ignorance is no excuse. Because when we go before God and the accuser stands to challenge us, because he's going to challenge us and normally does so, you must understand that your understanding of the promises, your appreciation of what has been promised, is very, very germane. Because that, of course, is a documentary evidence. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. Am I making sense? All right. Praise the Lord. Now, there is this story, it's in the book of Luke, about the unjust judge that the woman came to meet, the widow came to meet, and he said, "Avenge me of my adversary." And the Bible says, and the judge will not pay attention. But after a lot of hammering, he yielded to pressure. Now, Jesus said something very, very interesting. Are you there? Okay, let's just look at the story. There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. Next verse. He said, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect? What do they do? What do they do? Though he bear long with them. He's giving us this pictorial setting of what takes place in the courtroom of heaven. That if you as a person understand that persistence and doggedness is a required attribute of gaining victory in that court, you will know how to get it. Persistence is one of our major problems. Let me ask you, how many times do you pray over a matter before you give up? Father, I need a pair of shoes. I just thank you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. And you go away. And for 10 years, you never get a pair of shoes. And he says, it is not God's will to give me. How did you arrive at that? Now, there's a difference between persistence and repetition. So don't be like the Gentiles who think that through much speaking they will be heard. There's a difference between babbling. That's not persistence. Praise the Lord. Some drama is good. Amen. That is not persistence. You have just behaved like a Gentile who think that by much dancing and much of assaulting, it's the same thing that these people of Bar. That's what they caught themselves. They somersaulted. They did everything. Bar asked and Bar didn't answer. So we carry Gentilic mindsets into church. But if a lawyer knows his or her onions, he knows how to get his or her case settled in his or her favor. You know why Satan is defeated? Satan's defeat is not, it's not like Jesus gave him a blow. Are you with me? Muhammad Ali, take one, take two, take three, take four, and die. No. He has removed every ground on which he can accuse you. He really doesn't have anything to say. But yet, God still allows him to talk. So if you don't know your right, he will cheat you. He has the permission to do that. Well, we'll be in sorrow. We'll come anything. God, if I listen to what we're back, we are coach, scripture, because there is two more coach. Hey, Wusa, can I go somewhere else? Go and I have many assignments. And God is not partial. In the law court, you see a woman with skills. Abby? That's telling that is equity. I don't know whether I'm correct. I'm a layman. No. I don't dabble into things that is beyond my layer. I don't report to my back. But she's blinded. That means she doesn't see brother or sister. Jesus, you don't know I'm your erotic me. Career. If the enemy can marshal argument against you, you are finished. He will not say, well, you are my son. Yes, I remember you were born again. Yes, I was one who sent Bishop Ijalakoko. Priest, I was there. I proved myself with mighty power, but that is not. Amen. They are two different things. Hallelujah. And so we must understand that prayer basically is a judicial thing. Basically. Because when you approach the throne, you are going there as a lawyer. But you are not going there in your righteousness, because that's why you can't come in your own rope. I don't know if that's making sense. Now, when a lawyer comes, like you say, you take permission to enter to address or come to the court or something like that. No. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. It's judicial. It's not religious. Amen. You are getting opening access. Now, when you come with boldness, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Where are you coming to? To the throne of grace. Where God is judge of all. He says, first of all, you must obtain mercy. Mercy is permission to approach. Do you remember the story of Esther and Mordecai? Mordecai went to Esther and said, look, there is a problem. Haman has finished us, and the decree will be executed anytime from now, except you go and see the king. I said, this many months, the king has not called for me. You are asking me to go and see the king. Do you know the implication? If you appear to the king without being summoned, they can have your head off your neck. They don't mind whether you are the queen. Remember the queen Vashti? So you want my neck to go? Then my God said, let it be known to you. If you think you can escape here, keep going, perish. I don't here, no. I go by no. Because once they decree a decree in the lands of Med and Persia, is law. It can't be altered. So if once that decree goes out, when they find out that Esther is also a Jew, they will take her head off. I don't know if I'm making sense. So you needed another appeal that was not available. May God make room for you to appeal your cases, even when they say the matter has been closed, in Jesus' name. So the Bible says she fasted for 3 days and she entered the king's presence. But you know what she did? When she entered, she knelt down and her face to the ground. She paid homage. She didn't enter. Going through whatever. You know those catwalk? Reference is something many of us don't know. He referenced him. He paid honor. He paid homage. And the king looked at her. And she obtained favor. Because she cannot talk to the king except obtaining favor first. The man stretched for the scepter. Say, stand, come. You can't come. Those angels will drive you out. But when you are coming next time, they will block gates. Not everybody that enter heaven, everybody that pray, all those prayer mountains, many of them appear 11. They don't appear in Zion. He made them start the prayer meeting, those angels will shut the door. God won't be there. Because the way of entering is not, the protocol is not proper. You can't approach the bench as who are you? The judge will say, who are you? Remember that seven sons of Sceva. They said, Jesus will know. Paul will know. They were speaking judicially. They've met in the courts of heaven. They said Paul will know because we have been told that he has been given permission to operate in that region. How did they know they gave him permission? The courts of heaven decreed it. I became an apostle by the will of God. That will of God is not I want to marry. No. It was a will that was conveyed through the courts of heaven. That this is my son. That was a judicial pronouncement. Executive pronouncement. You can't alter it. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. They say, where the word of a king is, there is power. It was the word of a king that made, by the oath, he was declared to be a son. So when Paul said, they made me an apostle by the will, that means there was a judicial pronouncement in heaven, and the matter was settled of all eternity, that this is my apostle. So when he entered that region, the demons were on notice. His apostle has entered. So they recognized him. But exactly who are you? Son of Sceva. My, what means do you speak? So no man can stand without having obtained permission. Now listen to me. You remember the story of Elijah when he confronted Ahab? I remember that confrontation. The first day he met Ahab, we just had Elijah the Tishbite. I like that place. Elijah the Tishbite appeared to Ahab. He said, by my word, there shall be no rain upon this land. And the man disappeared. He had gone quick. Look at his. They didn't know him, but they just knew him as Elijah the Tishbite. Rugged human being. You go where for 20 days. Couldn't time. So you can imagine how they must have snubbed. Because those who live in king's courts and palaces wear delicate clothes, eat delicate food. But John the Baptist was living in the wilderness. There was no water there. Until he left the wilderness and came to River Jordan. He would go by way for many years. Amen. Well, that's my thought too. It's not gospel truth. Don't go and preach it. And I said, I will time for this revelation. Don't go and down that revelation. I don't know. But I assume the man did not bath for a long time. He was living in the wilderness. Bullet room in the wilderness. You know? But you just imagine, and the man who left. And for it was like play like play. Rainy season was to come. Rain day four. No cloud, no nothing. Okay, rainy. Climatic change. Then it's next year. No rain. Then the next year. Where's that man? What did he say his name is? Elijah, what? The teacher, who is he? Where did he come from? Where did he come from? Uncle, why from nowhere? Find him by all means. And the day they now met, Ahab said, is it not you that troubled Israel? He said, Babae. Babae. You know, yeah, Babae. Babae, the trouble Israel. But there was something interesting that he said in their first encounter. He said, before God, whom I stand. If there is anything about Elijah, Elijah understood the court processes. Now, in Psalm 149, can you give me those last four or five verses? There's something I want to read there. I think I'll start closing. Praise God. I did prepare for this message tonight. Please just pardon me. Hopefully by next week I should be in a better frame of mind. So let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword. You know what the two-edged sword means? The word of God. It's in Ephesians chapter 6. In their hands. Verse 7. What are they supposed to do? To execute what? Vengeance. Upon the heathen. And punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains. And their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them what? The judgment written. Everybody say judgment written. There are judgments that have been written. Who will execute it? They asked, who is worthy to take the scroll, break the seals, and read the contents thereof? It takes warriors. But you know what was taking place there? It was judicial also. Because any time you see him sitting, a judge is sitting. For you to execute judgment, to execute judgment. Who executes judgment in court? What is the name of the executor? Bailiff. We need a bailiff. He who has the authority of the king to execute judgment. So when they said, who will come and take the scroll and read the contents, that it was to read the judgments and execute the judgment that has been written. Now, for Elijah to say, I stand before the God of the whole earth. Because here he was, standing before a natural king. Amen. If you see kings, you will know kings are just a king. But kings differ in glory. There's something about a powerful king. When he's coming to their presence, their being radiates power, authority. Men have contacted, I don't know how they do it, but the earthly kings actually come into alignment with powers. And those powers are expressed through them. It's only recently that the Yorubas of Yoruba land are not powerful. In the days of old, when you meet the Orana Kankafo, Oruko Eko is enough to make you afraid. The Kankafo. Abi, Pastor, what's the name of that Yoruba? The Oba of Koyi. The Olukoyi of Koyi. Those are the seven cities of the Yoruba kingdom. They constored the oracles of the Yoruba nation. Okoye is one of them. In the days old, the Olu of Okoye was a powerful king. You don't dare look them in the eye. It is missing that you pass in front of his palace, you never pay homage. And nothing will happen. Even local government chairman pays the salary. But when kings were kings, you don't talk to them anyhow. Elijah said, I stand before a superior king who is the judge of all. When they call him the king of kings, I mean, among kings is their king. Whether celestial or terrestrial, any realm, where there are kings, he reigns over them all. Hallelujah. I said, for him to stand, he's telling that he's standing as also as an advocate. Now, what was he doing in the presence of God? He was witnessing against them. He was now the plaintiff. Now, if you go to Deuteronomy, there were judgments. The curses that God gave, that Moses read, said, if you break this, this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. So it came to God to execute that judgment. Israel has violated and was marshalling arguments and asked God for permission to execute it. You don't understand? It was when he got permission that he left the presence of God and came to meet Ahab. I said, by my word, there shall be no rain. Because it was he who obtained permission to lock it. No prophet on earth could unlock that thing. You don't understand? Because he has obtained judicial permission, nobody could undo it again. The only way you can undo it is to go back and meet God and appeal the case. One, you have to get God to agree that Elijah acted himself so that he can knock out the ground of his position. Then when you get him to be knocked out of himself, you can now obtain permission. Okay, now God, I want this rain to fall. You don't understand. But no man could dare it, because nobody knew how to access the truth. Now, Pastor is speaking about when we're praying this evening. I'm bringing it to a close now. It's not, now what I'm trying to say is that this is not only for our personal lives. But you see, when you speak about the ecclesia, Jesus' mindset was bigger than us. You see, he's talking, this is kingdom. You see, the way these kingdoms, the way our God, our kingdom fights, is not the way we are fighting. Our kingdom fights by decrees. They fight by obtaining judgments and executing it here on earth. You don't understand. Remember when, after the Sanhedrin told Peter and John not to preach again the name of Jesus, do you remember what they did? The Bible records that they went back to their own and reported the matter. Then what happened? They all lifted up their voices. Can you give me that place? I think in the Acts of Apostles. Now it says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. We're going to 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. 24. And when they heard that, what did they do? They lifted up their voice to God with one accord. I pray we come into one accord as we pray for this convention in Jesus' name. They came into one accord. In other words, they all agreed. Now, in lifting up their voice to God, you know what happened in the spirit realm? They all appear before the throne. You don't understand? They were here on earth, but they appeared in the throne. Know what Paul said? He said, we are our citizenship. So, because only citizens can approach that place. You have visa to go. Praise God. And one of the privileges you have is your ability to approach that through and speak. Just like Viola is the only one that can go to court. Me, I can't go. As much as I'm older than her, I can't stand before a judge. Do you understand? That's why you are more important. You are blessed. One of the gifts you have that you can pray and God will hear. The only prayer that God hears from a sinner is, God, save me. Have mercy and save me. But later, you're cool, yeah? Scam me, go away. Do you understand? Woman pray, all of my down. It's not usually, I don't know about that God answering his prayer. Because the prayer of the wicked is an abomination. So, who is hearing? I left one other day. He says, he lifted up verse with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. And they're now bringing their case, which had made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all that is therein. That means all the people that are making noise, you made them. On the concrete, on the categorized one, under make. And make cannot be more than maker. See, you understand that concept? Okay. Alright. Who by the mouth of thy David has said, why did the heathen rage? You know what they are now bringing Psalm 2 into that time frame. All of them prayed with one accord. We're not told that the person who led the prayer quoted Psalm 2. But all of them seems to know that it's Psalm 2 that was what opened the key to that place. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? 26. The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against the Holy Child Jesus, whom thou art anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. And they are still gathered together. Verse 28. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel predetermined before it should be done. Now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. Not in threatening. After don't you carry a program? Not in paruwo. Now, what was the judgment written? Let us up. It now said, grant thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders will be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. Now, if it was our generation that we prayed that prayer, can you please phrase the prayer point? Oh, Olua, I want to bamija. I don't know if I'm making sense. Now, where will you get that judgment? Where is it written? That was not the judgment they wrote. Now, it is true David prayed that all those who are waging war against me, wage war against them. Now, there is another testament in heaven that is speaking. This man read from the testament of the Spirit. Now, God is not interested in killing them. He's interested in something else. So, see the way they phrase the prayer. Say, now, stretch forth your hand and let us now take this thing to the next level. Let us see what they will do. They were not asking for their lives. Say, God, hey, I am your go me. Eba mi gba pada. You don't know whether I'm making sense to you. Because the kind of prayers you pray before the throne is also very important. If you pray stupid prayers or stupid petition, if you keep on coming like that, I'm not sure. If I'm with God, like I said, I will not let the angels let you in. They won't let you in again. Go away to the day again. Imagine a couple of legends. I can be only Lori Gabriel. No, Gabriel, the only one who says Gabriel should attend to you. Gabriel will not attend to you. Malachi. They said, Malachi, go and talk to him. Malachi said, this prayer point doesn't make sense because in the Bible, sir. So you must be conversant with the judgments written. So when Pastor was talking about certain things in the spirit, we have been preaching the words of men. It's time for us to start preaching the words of the Spirit. And it takes the Holy Ghost to help us. So every day I'm seeing how dependent we are more and more on the Holy Ghost. I hope by God's grace we will continue next week. That I will not begin to speak, because this is kingdom versus kingdom. It's a kingdom affair. And remember, we have a mandate that we must colonize nations. So whatever it is that is militating against us, doing that becomes an object that must be taken to the throne. So we can obtain judgment against that opposing force. Listen, if you obtain judgment against demons, they will comply. The demons will comply. But because we've not obtained reason, this area, they are princes, we've not contended with them. Hallelujah. When we start contending with them judicially, they will give up their dead. Did you not read in Revelation? It said, and the dead and the sea gave up their dead, and all that is in it. Now the people who are dead in this area have not been given up. The dead is the dead. Death is still holding them in death. Death is holding them in death. Even though they are breathing, they are yet dead. And it says, as long as the strong man is in his house, his goods are safe. It says, until a stronger than him comes upon him. How do you come upon him? By obtaining judgment against him. When you obtain judgment against him, the angels will execute the judgment. You don't understand? Amen. Father, we thank you and give you praise and glory. Thank you for grace. Thank you, Father, for insight. I'm thanking you, Father, because only you can complete the thoughts that were not completed. Only you can draw the illumination and paint these pictures in the hearts of your people. Only you can give us the abilities that, Lord, you can bring us up to the Father. And you can teach us how we ought to approach the throne. And you can teach us what we need to say at any particular time in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be unprofitable servants. We want to be people that will waste our time just speaking and speaking. Many of us don't even know how, we don't even go as often as you want us to come. I pray, Father, that from tonight we'll be coming often to your presence. We'll be obtaining judicial judgments in favor of men, in favor of our nation, in favor of our families, in favor of our lives, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, my Father. Give you the praise and glory. In Jesus Christ's name we prayed. Amen. It's grace, your grace.
I'm nothing without you. We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pdtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Foot of South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pdtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you.